What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Absolutely. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do weekly, and we talk about whatever the hell we feel like it. And whatever the hell we feel like talking about is going to come from us, two black men, fathers, husbands, uncles, brothers, cousins, former blue collar workers.
Damn right.
And what have you. Anyway, Goose ain't flew since the last episode.
Yep, I haven't flown. I also want to say I like that voice. Damn right.
You like it?
It's going on. It's going down. Yeah.
He's a nighttime radio host.
Next time me and the lady get into it, I'm like, yeah.
She'll be like, get off me.
Did you brush your teeth? Yeah.
Yeah.
Why smell? All right.
You ever call me and I hear that,
what's happening?
Like, Goose, I'm about to hang up on you.
What you got going on with that? But no, I ain't flew. We're actually just getting off spring break. The little trip we going on.
Okay.
Yep.
Y'all just getting back.
Just getting back.
Yes, you are. You yeah. are. Yeah, I had to figure that out.
I'm going on the trip, I know. Oh, you ain't got to think about it.
Huh?
I said, I'm going on a trip. I know when I get back, you thinking about it like you going on a trip.
I wasn't thinking about it like I was going on the damn trip. Where you going, Goose?
Can't tell y'all because I'm kind of embarrassed to say.
Good. I'm going to find out and you'll know first thing next week.
On the other news, I got me some blackberries right here, right? Your boy's turning 40, so I want to get ripped and ready for 40.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at some pictures me and Mel took, and your boy was like coming up out the shirt in places I don't usually come up out of.
You have anything peeking through?
Man, it was looking at me like, what's up, boy? You know I was right here. So I'm getting a dad bod, man.
Yeah.
It's getting crazy. Like my arms are getting smaller, but my stomach getting bigger. It's getting crazy.
Yeah,
so,
I said yeah because I feel your pain. I'm getting dad. I got dad bod.
You got dad bod.
And was you done? Because I got some dad bod.
I wasn't. But I'm trying to eat more fruit, vegetables, lower the consumption of meat because I've noticed, you know, the restroom ain't as smooth when you're on the meat. But I'm just trying to get more healthier, and I'm gonna bring my wife along. And I'm going to remind her to get on the treadmill like she told me to remind her.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that little post she made?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I seen.
Mm-hmm. I'm a reminder. And we're going to do it as a family because I need to get back right.
Yeah. Where's y'all's treadmill at? Is it where you can do other stuff?
Yeah.
Because they usually motivate. If me or Angel don't work out, like I'm going to have to work out in the afternoon today because the morning, you know, I do the kid drop off. I'm not going to wake up and do no 5 a.m. workout like Angel. I'll do 6.
Okay.
I work out at 6 a.m., but 5, nah. Mm. Other than that, I'll do it in the afternoon. But if one of us ever need motivation, we'll work out with the other one while the other one's working out also in the same area. It's just like almost like going to the gym. You get motivated by being in that energy. Mm. But yeah, I've been getting down on my almonds. You know, almonds got high in fiber. They're good for you.
Yeah.
I've been reading up a lot of articles on those and different things like that. You know, raw vegetables. You like raw vegetables too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love raw vegetables actually. And more fruits. I try to figure out which fruits to eat and what not to eat too much of.
Yeah.
Like bananas are good, but the bananas, I think, got the highest sugar content of all fruits.
Is dates, are dates fruits?
Dates are yes.
I think they have more sugar. The
beets.
Damn beets.
Yeah, them damn beets is extremely high, and you get no benefit from tasting it because you don't taste the goddamn sugar.
No. But ain't nobody. I found it out
in the damn doctor's office.
Yeah. The doctor tested you for something?
No, I was getting blood work done and a physical, and they was like, like, you have diabetic, pre-diabetic, something else, and this. I was this. approaching pre-diabetic, and I was like, I don't do sugar. What are you talking about? Because I was doing the beets for blood pressure.
Okay.
Because I was making these smoothies. Mm. So I put like two beets in it. They say two of the beet. I was doing two beets.
Goodness.
And then for flavor, I would throw in a banana. Oh, and then I did the all-natural peanut butter, like no salt. It's just literally crushed up peanuts into a paste. The peanut butter, I can't remember what else. I throw something green in there. Anyway, I was making these smoothies. This glass was, I mean, it was big, right? So I'd be drinking it. Yeah, got my healthy thing going. I went to the doctor's office. They was like, yeah, your sugar. I was like, I don't eat sweets. What are you talking about?
Mm.
So we sat there going back and forth. I'm like, you can't tell me.
I know what I do.
So she was like, I was like, I do my smoothies. I do this. She was like, so what's these smoothies consist of? So I go and she was like, that's a lot of sugar. I said, what?
Mm.
She's like, the beets and the bananas.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what do you mean beets? She was like, beets. Because we had been going back and forth. She said, look it up. Beets have a lot of sugar.
If y'all haven't ate a beet or know what a beet is, you would not think there was 1 ounce of sugar in a, not ounce, a grain. You wouldn't think of 1 grain of sugar were in beets.
It has no, but doesn't it taste like any sugar contents in it.
For some reason has.
Very high content of sugar.
That is wild.
And that and the bananas wasn't helping.
You know what that so explains? Some people drink beet juice as a pre-workout.
Yeah. I was using it as either a meal replacement or a pre-workout.
Mm. Damn beets.
Them damn beets. Clever, and it's going to change the color of everything that come out of you.
Now, I noticed that too. I thought something was happening.
Yeah,
was
you like, going to look like, what?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on today?
Got that Thrax. You're going to cause some Thrax.
Something done cut loose inside me. I'm leaking. But yeah, so I feel you on that, man. The dad bod thing. And I also changed. I was like, I went through a phase of, you know, trying to get shredded. I'm like, you know what?
Mm.
I'll just accept the dad bod. I'm just going to put some size on. Mm. I'll go back to going just a little heavy.
Somebody of your height can pull that off, right? Somebody my height, I got to get shredded. I got to get ripped. Man. I can't gain 20 pounds of muscle.
Oh, I ain't trying to gain no weight, man.
But you just said you
I said put on size. I don't mean I'm putting on weight.
Oh, so it just bulk up?
Yeah.
Get your muscles to come up?
It's easier to bulk up than it is to shred at my age. Okay. At 41. Mm. I could shred. Yeah.
Oh.
How old you think I was?
Based on looks?
Kiss my ass.
55 or something like that. Anyway.
Thought you. I'm
trying to get right before 40. I got to keep on talking so he can't come up. So
I'm going to pull it back.
His wheels turn.
I was like, it could be based on height. You know, you toddler.
Anyway, I got blackberries, papaya. That helps digestion or whatever. And all of this helps. I don't have to drink as much water because it has the water content in the fruits. So.
You know what's
your boy about to get fined. That's what I'm about to tell y'all. So y'all jump on my bandwagon before I get fined. Because once I do get fined, hey, back then they didn't know me. Right now they all on me. You feel me? You did. For real, I'm getting headshots. I'm getting headshot pictures. I'm about to be out here acting, man. Boris Chestnut, Boris Kojo. What's the other one?
Boris Kojo.
Oh,
how you say his name?
I said Kojo.
I don't know. I think it's Boris.
You know.
I just know Nicole. That's the only reason I know Boris. I know Nicole.
In the vocabulary.
I made eye contact with Nicole one time. She made eye contact with me, and I froze. I was like, oh, what do I do? And she waved. I was like, oh, hey. I feel so damn stupid.
Oh, like, Adrian.
She looked at me, and I looked back at her.
You almost
like this shit.
She probably thought you was a husband. Like, where he grow a beard? Y'all looking like?
Nah, we don't.
No, okay.
I'd be proud to say yeah, but it's good looking.
I look like I'm about to say, well, I look like.
No, you don't.
I can be a stunt double, playboy. Anyway, I'm about to get.
You start acting, you have to let the beard go.
Hey, it is what it is.
I got asked if I would shave mine. I said I ain't gonna shave it, but I trim it down.
I can do it, man. I'm a actor by heart. Y'all didn't know that.
Nah.
Watch workplace comedy. Kevin on Stage Studios, get the app, some of those scenes, you know what I'm saying? They couldn't find.
He was doing a live resume.
I was talent.
Yeah, had to find my motivation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can switch it up real fast on you, man. The acting skills and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So by 40, I'm going to have a whole resume and I'm going to be ripped up. I'm going to do a whole episode with my shirt off.
All right.
Whole episode.
Pop, 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 pop. I was going to say, by this summer, I'm going to be in better shape than I am now. I was going to say, I'm going to be shredded. I ain't.
I'm about to be ripped up. Everything I do is going to be, what's that? What's this? What's that? Just muscles everywhere. Yeah. As long as you secure with yourself.
Yeah, I'm secure.
Okay. Because I ain't want to embarrass you.
You ain't going to embarrass me.
On this thing. Y'all can't see it, but I'm making my chest bounce right now, but I done lost so much weight. You can't really see. I'm bouncing it. I can't even see.
That's
it.
How the jiggle a little bit.
I'm losing it. But your boy about to get back right. Age 40. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I said that too. It didn't happen.
Yeah. Everybody said it, but I'm going to do it. I got to get right. I got to feed my kids because my wife ain't got no job.
Man, shut up. All right, fam. Moving on.
Moving on.
Where's your phone at? You got all the topics.
My phone. What we were talking about? This man.
Shit.
Let me see. I done messed up, but it's all right. Y'all gonna bear with us? Yeah, bear with us. So this billionaire guy. He's a Porsche executive.
Wolfgang Porsche. Is that his name?
Executive, yep, Wolfgang Porsche.
So he is a Porsche.
Well, dang. Billionaire, so yeah, that makes sense.
Hold up. Before we jump on that subject completely, my niece Victory thinks it's weird that I like to watch new documentaries about old stuff. Like, I watched World War II in color. Very interesting thing, because we was talking about the, like, Ukraine war right now, Russia. I said, we on our way into another third world war. China's getting involved. It's about to get ugly. I see people coming down like on all these like different things that have survived since World War II. It was like, Henry Ford was helping out the Nazis. Mm. And all these, and you know, Hugo Boss made their uniforms. And everybody was working with the Nazis.
Yep.
Because it was money.
Yep.
Porsche designed tanks for the Nazis.
Yep. I was just about to say they designed some type of vehicle.
The tanks.
Yeah.
Mercedes was designing specific Mercedes Benzes for Hitler to ride in. Yeah, Henry Ford was working with them fools. Actually, Ford was the first manufacturer to offer equal pay regardless of race. He was on both ends of the spectrum. Who else? Coco. Everybody knows about Coco Chanel at this point. These people was trying not to die.
I don't know nothing about Coco Chanel.
Chanel? The purse company?
Well, yeah, I know of them.
Oh, no. She was sleeping with one of the, like, guards or whatever.
Oh.
Well. Because she didn't want to get killed. She was like, they took over. I got to work with these people or die. So she did what she had to do. So all these people, Hollywood, the reason there were no movies coming out about the Nazis back then, making them look as bad as they were, is because the Nazi party was paying Hollywood not to come out with no goddamn movies.
It's all about money.
It's all about money.
Yeah.
Anyway, this dude's family is connected to that.
Let me also.
Y'all brought that around.
That's how you brought that around. That's that bull.
Wolfgang Porsche. God dang. His name. Yeah, damn.
Side note on that point. Well, not side note, but. That's the difference between, I would say, whites and blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying white and black, but it could be different other ethnicities as well. But that's specifically,
you don't get no more opposite than them two.
Yeah.
You could go any other culture, it's going to get a little closer. Whites and blacks, completely.
What I'm trying to say.
Ain't that true? You could go Indian and anything else. Ain't nothing more opposite than white
and black. Exactly what it is. White. The difference between white and black folk. And the reason why I feel like white folk back then succeeded the way they do it, because there's no boundaries for them. There's no morals for them. If it's a if it's gonna make a dollar, they will wipe out their own kind.
Oh yeah.
To make that dollar. But black folk, you could mention a certain show idea right now, and I think it's a great idea. But having the morals I have, being usually black guys, be like, man, nah, Tank made that up. I can't take that. Let me go create my own. But white folk, like the McDonald's guys, stole that. Facebook guys, they just be like, oh, that's a good idea. Let's run with it before he does something. And don't even include the person. They do the dirtiest.
What's interesting about the point that you're making is the United States. That's how it was founded. That's how why the Portuguese created racism in the 1400s. They came over here and took over land, and they were colonizing all these places because it was like they came here and it was just like, whose land is this? And, you know, Indians was like, it's nobody's land. Everybody just shares the land. What do you mean? Whose land is it? It's like, oh, this is our land. Like, how you gonna own the land? It's land.
Yep.
That concept was not that, like, nobody understood that concept of, like, how you gonna own something? Like, it's here for everybody. They're like, no, it ain't. It's here for just us.
Yeah. I'm about to rape you, kill you.
Yeah.
Take your children, everything.
And here we are, 400 and some years later.
Still at it.
Still at it.
Well, damn.
Go buy some real estate.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they can't make more of. Woo. Invest in some real estate, own it, and pass it down to your family members.
Yeah. All right, back to this billionaire colonizer. Okay. Did they say how old he is? No. But anyway.
It's billionaire. I just heard that. It's billionaire colonizer. We have no evidence that the Porsche family colonized anything.
We know his ties.
We know they made tanks for the Nazis.
Y'all colonized the two. Same difference. This guy, he looks 70. No, he actually, he looks like upper 70s, maybe 80. But his wife has dementia. Mm-hmm. And since she has dementia, he wants a divorce.
Yeah. Or he filed for divorce, right?
But files for divorce. My question to you all, is there a point in time that you, is there any type of disease your significant other may have or may cause you to just be like, I'm out of here?
Now, there's more to that story, because from what I think I read one thing where he has been in developed a relationship with somebody else, like another young lady.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old this lady is. Could be around the same age as his wife. But we just talking about this specific situation of something like dementia or whatever. How much would it take, or how long would you stick around for something like that? Me personally, I don't see myself leaving Angel over something like this. However, I don't know. Dementia can be bad. It might be to the point, I don't know. Look, I don't know their situation. She might not recognize anybody anymore.
Yeah.
She might need 24-hour care, nonstop, nurses, people. You know, you don't know how bad it is. You never know how bad it is. Even I've seen stuff like that causes a lot of stress on not just the person going through it, but people around them. I know people that's dealt with grandparents with dementia, and they was like, you know, it was hard to go see them because they don't know who you are. And sometimes when they do know who you are, they get violent.
Yep.
So I'm not going to judge this man for leaving, just saying that, oh, she got dementia, he left, he's trash, karma gonna get him, because that's what I saw is what a lot of people are saying. Y'all don't know them people's situation.
Yeah.
Y'all done left people and X'd out your own family for much less.
Because they said
something dementia-like. I don't know how severe her case is. I ain't gonna judge nobody in a situation like that. I'm saying for we saying for me, it would take a lot. You know what I'm saying? For me to divorce and leave. Fortunately, pray to God never find out. I don't know how bad this can get in dealing with it.
Well, here it says she needs around the clock care. So it's pretty bad. And he says her attitude has drastically changed.
Oh, personality, probably everything.
Yeah, it says personality has drastically changed. And he said that's the reason behind the separation. But obviously he's a billionaire. And obviously she needs care around the clock.
He's so probably providing that.
He's providing her, that. I'm telling you right now, today, my wife has dementia. I walk in the house and she doesn't know who I am, who the kids are.
Y'all out?
Oh, I'm gone.
You gonna leave her with the kids, Goose?
I can't leave it with the kids.
Oh, you said I'm gone. I'm just
We're gone. Have to put her in a facility where she can be taken care of, and I will visit. Me and the kids will visit.
Yeah.
But to sit through that every day?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And then, you said, dementia, the person, and I'm sleeping next to you, you wake up and don't.
That's the thing. They probably definitely not. For some, I'm assuming. If it's that severe, they're not sleeping in the same bed. Like,
I'm talking about now for me and my wife at our age now, and she's sleeping in the bed with me now.
And she wake up swinging at you.
Who is this?
Yeah, because male valid.
Oh, she a little strong thing too. I wrestle male man, and she like, Greg, get off me. I'm like, nah, man, what you doing? And she was like, look, move. And she came with
slung you across the room,
man.
Goose smacked the wall, slid down.
Your boy had to put on the grown man strength.
Like, oh,
you're a little strong one, ain't you? I had to really use my strength to restrain her. I was like, God.
You was out her. You shouldn't have restrained her.
I had to, man, because she was trying. Male don't know the playfulness of a tap. It's just a tap. Ooh, straight up Hulk punches and stuff. But yeah, she a little strong one. So yeah, I could not go to sleep knowing that she's going to wake up not knowing who I am.
One of it's in and out. Like some days she knows you, some days she don't. Mm-hmm. Cause that's how it be working. It comes and goes.
Well, I would stay to the point of
severity, severe it is.
Depending on, if it's every other day she knows who she is, then we can work that out. But if she doesn't know who the children are, that'd be tough. Yeah. That'd be tough.
But how long she been going through this? How long
does it say? It doesn't say, but it does say she requires around the clock care. So
yeah.
And a housekeeper. So that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like I said, I know of people that have like deal with this with their grandparents and stuff. And I've seen mild cases to where they won't know where they are and they'll just take off walking. Or one of my, this man was almost like an uncle / grandfather to me because my families are so close. He would go driving and one day he got in his truck and just drove and they could not find him. He was like damn near in another state.
Yeah, I believe
you. They found him. It's like, you know, what are you doing? Oh, I just came out for a drive. Mm. His dementia was kicking it. So it was like severe to the point of possibly getting lost and going somewhere and getting hurt, but mild enough to where he didn't forget people. I've seen people where it's just like, no, you know, our grandmother hasn't known us for years. Like we go visit her to like once a week or once a month just to check on her, but she no longer has any memory of us. Unfortunately, people that's going through it, you don't know if they are fighting the urge to remember or if you sitting there talking to them, it's just like, do you know, it was somebody we was talking to, it was just like, he said he was talking to his grandmother and he asked her, I think, do you remember me? And she, a tear just started rolling down her face. She was like, I think I do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so it's, you never know.
There's a movie you should watch. Samuel Jackson, I don't know if you've seen that one, The Last Days of whatever, Palimi Gray. how you say that last name, that first name of him? But this is whatever.
Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, it's a dementia movie. So it's a movie of this this old black guy, Samuel Jackson. He's in his house, and his house is just stacked up to the ceiling with just stuff, right? This young lady on the streets finds him because he's just wandering. He don't know where he lives or whatever. She gets him back to the house, and she's like, oh, you need help in here, right? And he goes in and out of knowing who he is. Mm-hmm. So he's like, man, basically live with me, help me clean the house. And she said he was trying to pay her, and she said, I'll clean the house. You're just not going to give me money just to be giving me money. I'll clean the house. Anyway, she cleans the house. She ends up eventually helping him remember who he is. He finds a doctor that gives him this medicine that helps him remember who he is. And I mean, this guy turns around and becomes who he was. Uh-huh. And he starts remembering everything from his past. His ex-wife, his wife died, and just it's a great movie. And when he starts declining again, I mean, you feel it like, dang. I mean, he just.
That ain't something I want to watch, Goose.
You want to see this?
I don't.
Based on what we're just talking about.
I mean, I enjoy talking about it.
It's a good movie. Last Day of Something Great.
Autonomy.
Patom.
I think that P is silent.
I bet you Victory knows. Hold up.
Toma, I don't remember the order of the letters. Anyway,
it's probably Ptolemy.
Ptolemy. That sounds like
it's probably silent. Tommy Lee Gray.
You had to hear it from somebody else.
Yeah.
That sounds like that movie. What's that movie with Adam Sandler? 50 First Dates.
And he kept. Was that him waking up different?
Her. She would wake up every day. Every morning she woke up, she didn't remember who she was or anything. So, and she would want to do the same thing every day. So they would record a video. They recorded a video of her at the end of the day, and they would play her for her the next morning. Mm. And they would go through that every single. Mm. But he met her in this condition. Then he got to know her, and she was at a diner. And so he was talking to people. Was like, who is this? It was like, yeah, she's not going to remember you. So he got it good with the family, so that's why they call it 50 First Dates. It's like every single day is
a first date.
A first date, yeah.
I would stick with my wife as long as possible.
Yeah.
This movie I'm talking about shows you how bad it can get.
Yeah.
And how literally the person does not know who you are.
Right. I'm going to assume, I don't know how long these people have been married. He stuck with it as long as he could.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because when I seen that, and I was like, I know people are dragging him. Karma this.
Yeah.
Karma this. Like, y'all don't know what this couple been through.
He's also a billionaire, so you know he's probably went through all the medical procedures possible, probably trying new things to help her out. But as long as he's still taking care of her, the housekeeping and the round-the-clock care.
Yeah, he's like he kicked out.
Yeah. Knowing him.
I don't know how much money I don't know her financial background either. But
now the young lady he's talking to now, though, is
his secretary.
No, it's her close friend.
They've been through it together. I don't know.
that's true, though. I mean, at this time, you want to be with somebody you know. So,
they've been dealing with this with her for this long. I'm just giving this man, these people, the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
They've been dealing with this with her for this long. They done got close, or probably already was close. It was like, what do we do?
Claudia Porsche. Is it Porsche?
Or is Porsche. It just... some people would say it was Porsche.
Porsche. Okay.
I say Porsche, but.
Your last name is Porsche.
Yeah.
We need to do better, black folk.
Are we trying? We doing a whole lot better.
I need to.
They got a head start.
Gooseby.
A long head start.
What can Gooseby be? Instead of Gucci, Gooseby. I'm about to come out with it. Straight up luxury line, Gooseby.
All right.
Straight up. Eat shirt. $10,000.
All right. Moving on.
Moving on. Question for you, Tank.
Yeah.
What type of hairstyle do you like most on women? Preferably black women. Just a question.
I like a lot of hairstyles. It all depends on the woman, I think. I like mostly naturals. I like locks. I like afros. The simple pullback bun. The what's it called? Is it twist out? Is that when y'all braid it up? And then that's probably one of my favorites. And let it braid it up, let it set overnight, and then let it fly.
Because Andrew, what she got?
A natural. Hers is like, fro is natural.
She got like 50 wigs, though. Ain't?
Andrew got a lot of wigs. But most of the time, is she's wearing her hair. Most of the time, here's the thing, and you will hear about this in another episode of Tasting with Tank with Brisha. Because they're actress, they go on set and they want these their hair to look a certain way, depending on the character. Mm. And instead of these black women letting these people run all through their hair and do all the stuff to their hair, it's just like, no, I'll wear a wig that does the same thing.
True. I didn't know Angel had a wig until one day on tour, she did something.
And probably took it off.
Yeah, she took it off. That sounds something like something was going on, and she was just like,
Angel.
And I'm like,
Angel,
no.
Angel has two wigs that look just like, one wig looks like a twist out, and one wig looks like her hair as a fro. The same color as her hair and everything.
One of those wigs she on, here's the thing, she pulled off.
Yeah.
Because the lady was like, how do you get your hair like that? She was like, first you get you some money, and you buy your wig. Yeah. And I was like, it looks
No, she crazy. I think she got two of those made because to look just like her hair.
I wish we could do stuff like that.
You can. They got beard wigs now.
They probably have. Well, I guess you do glue wigs. Well, sometimes. Sometimes. I would never put glue. I wouldn't put glue on my face. I mean, on none of this stuff. I feel like
I'm going to glue on some eyebrows.
You should tattoo them on, man.
Tattooing no hair on me. It always looks strange to me. When I see the tattoo hairline, it always looks weird to me.
It is weird. And what's crazy about it is everybody notices it. And it's like, you going to say anything?
You're just like, got some new ink, huh?
Got that fresh cut, got that big boy. They begin, and sometimes they get it too dark.
Yeah.
The 5 o'clock shadow is that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, the way my hair gonna look tomorrow.
Yeah, the way my hair look now. Your tattoo should look like that, but not like straight up just dark. Man.
Yeah, because if it's so dark, it's gonna have some length to it.
That's crazy.
But what about you, Goose?
I like the thick braids, but they're not braids. They're
cornrows.
They're not cornrows. So they're twists. So they're not to the head. They're not connected.
Oh, they're hanging down.
Yeah, they're hanging down. Okay. Male be getting them. Kinky braids.
I don't know.
I mean, either. But those that type of braids, the thick ones that hang down, almost look like dreads a little bit. And I love when Mel pulls her hair back, like you said, in like a ponytail, and you can see all this, like this.
Angel started doing that recently. I'm like, that's what I've been asking for.
That brings it out.
Pull all his hair away, just so you can see your face.
That brings it
pretty
out
face.
That's that. It's like it makes me just because I like it. I like getting all rough and playing scenes out, but you know. When I come home and Mel give me mouth, she talk back to you, boy. I got to straighten out, right?
But
when
grab
she
that
has
bun.
No. When she have all this open, it's like a vampire. I just be wanting to grab her by the neck. Now, who you talking to? But all this is clean. It's just ready for my hand to grab. And, you know, then she gets his get off me. And I, my bad. McKinley, McCowley.
That's what I was saying. Goose going to show up with a black energy. And I told her I was playing. Mel need to watch her temple.
Man, let me try to do anything. Mel just, did you take the trash out? Think why you over here doing? I'm like, I'm trying to be sexy, man. Goodness.
Goose coming in with all these characters and all Shit. Theatrical.
That's what I'm saying. I told you, hey. About to become this actor. They know it.
But I don't know. Black women be doing their thing with their hair. Me, personally, I'm not a fan of the weave and the wigs. But being married to a black woman, I understand why it's a necessity. Mm. Completely get it. A lot of people don't realize. I ain't going to say people. A lot of men don't realize how difficult it can be for a black woman to wear her hair natural. One, getting to that point if she ain't already natural. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot. You got to, re-nurturize your hair, if that ain't even a word. But is that right, Victor? We got a black woman sitting behind the camera. You got to train your hair, yeah. You can't just be like, I ain't putting no more products. I ain't going to put no more heat on my hair. Mm. So I completely get the weave and the wig thing. Like I said, because I have the privilege of being married to a black woman. But I love it. I love the fact that Angel is natural. Mm-hmm. She, like I said, all these different hairstyles. I love the twist out. I love the big hair. I love the small hair when it's pulled back and tame. I ain't seen a lot of natural hairdos on black women that rock them right that I don't like.
Yeah.
I ain't a big fan of the mini fro, but I have seen the mini fro work on a lot of women. And I'm like, now see, she rocking it.
You got to have, just like bald-headed men, you got to have the right shaped head for that.
To do certain things?
You're not about to be having this lopsided head or this huge head rocking them small hairstyles and it look decent. You got to have the right shaped head. And fortunately, that's one of the reasons I ain't even want to go bald, because I'm like, man, my head is too big to be bald. But actually, taking the hair down kind of reduced the size of my head. And I feel very confident in it now. Yeah.
Yeah, I see the dude. His head was so weirdly shaped.
Oh, yeah.
And he had hair. And I was just like, but it was thinning up at the front, I think, and the back. And I was like, whether you got hair or not, that's just a man, your head.
Yes.
Cause like I know I got a long head, but his head, it was like alien.
Oh my god!
What's the movie Pumpkinhead? Remember that movie Pumpkinhead back in the day? That big monster that had that real long head.
Pumpkinhead. No.
Pumpkinhead and Alien. I think they had the same creative people.
I was about to say, are you talking about aliens?
No, the Pumpkinhead monster looked just like the alien. I was like, they had the same artist working on that in movies.
Yeah, that's when I had to get the man unit, the unit.
I thought my phone was listening to me. I was like, it's going to have it up already.
If I had a head like that, but yeah. I also like the, I don't like that. Mel would get out the shower like after her hair just been wet and it just be like damp. I don't be liking it.
You don't like the damp hair?
Mm-mm.
I do.
I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like it. Now, if we about to get to it, I don't care. But it don't be right.
But his head's real long.
Bruh, I've never
seen Pumpkinhead?
That in my life.
What? Have y'all seen Pumpkinhead? I'm trying to find it because his head is long.
What? Is he? So he was a pumpkin and then he became?
No, it's a monster. But it looked like an alien, don't it?
Yeah. I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah, that movie was scary back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like the monster movie. You know, you used to have a monster in the movie? Pumpkinhead 4. How you not know Pumpkinhead?
I don't know about no Pumpkinhead. What's that, 84?
Yeah, you little young buck.
Yeah. You 60 and all, but I don't like the wet hair. It don't suit me. I like the braids. I like the ponytail. I like when Mel has the bob, that Asian girl look, maybe, if that explains it.
How they short that, in the back?
They had that bob just like cut right here and then it comes down.
Oh.
we did a photo shoot. She had her hair like that. It looked, I really liked that on her. But weave, knowing it's a weave, I don't care about the weave at all.
You know the one where it's like the chick, she like it's tapered in the back and the hair is short in the back and then it comes down long. Ain't that a call to bob too? In Kentucky, when a white girl's have, or not even in, when a white girl have, when a girl have that, we call that the white girl who like black dude's haircut.
Because that's T-Boss. Because
they all got the same.
T-Boss, TLC. That's how
yeah. Like, yeah, that's the white girl who like black yeah. dude's haircut.
That's right. Because
in Kentucky, if chick with a black dude, if a white chick's with a black dude, that's the she haircut got that. She got.
She got T-Boss. Yeah, one of my partners, man. He was married to his wife. It had to be 4 years by now. And we were talking about weaves. And he was like, man, I don't know what y'all talking about, but my wife all natural, this, that, and that.
Everybody looks slow like.
I was like, bruh.
We know your wife.
Your wife wears weave, man. He was like, ain't no way. Really? I'm like, she doing a great job for one. And for two, you don't ever grab her hair.
How he not know?
On the phone with us, he called her in. Hey, you wear weave? Her answer was like, yeah, I got weave in now.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Get off the phone. Y'all need an intervention right now.
He doesn't know what weave is. He couldn't have known what weave is. Or if he ever ran his hand through her head, he probably was like, man, she got a little lumpy.
That should have been a concern. Is this cancer? It should have. What is this, babe? He should have been asking questions. They still married?
Yeah, they still
married. Talk to that boy. Make sure he all right.
Oh, ain't none of my business no more.
No, it is. It need to be your business.
I be taking out male weave.
He need to touch his wife.
You be taking, when Angel wears weave, do you help?
Yeah, them braids?
Yeah.
What they call box braids? Is that the things you got cut out? Yeah.
Yeah. I be doing that. She be sitting.
The locks?
She be sitting in between my legs.
Oh, I be sitting there like old bitch with my legs open, yeah. Cut these things.
And then she move. I be like,
keep your hands still.
Damn it. You she be trying to watch the TV. I'm like, hold up now.
Yeah, we're here. Turn this way.
Yeah. Dang. Why you
the Angel be having dry scalp, so I got to scratch the dandruff up. Mm. It's a whole thing, man.
But after we do I get the
massage the head.
It's
a whole thing, man, being married to a black woman.
It be turning me on, too. Because after that, it's the hair pulling.
It'll turn me on.
I'll be like, man, you ready? Let go to the room.
Nah, I need like 10 minutes after we done. Because I be annoyed sometimes if I have to do it.
Then
I'm like, I start off because it's fun. It's just like, oh, yeah, you getting everything out. Then after that, I'm like, all right. All right, how you feeling?
I'll be off in there. But I'll be making sure I don't cut the hair.
Oh, yeah,
because you can't cut the black hair. Strings and the hair, I'm like, oh, yeah. Girl, I'm about to tell
you. Yeah, so you got to just put the scissors on there and just lift that string up before you cut.
We should open a shop.
Yeah.
Detanglement.
Detanglement and beat that face. Because I do be doing makeup. I did Angel's makeup at times.
Oh, okay. I'll
punch the hell out of her face. You used to say they faces beat. I beat shit out of Angel's. Did you see that video?
No.
Hey.
I did not see
I was
see
working
that
with
video.
The brush. It was like top of the pandemic.
I'm just beat that face out.
No, it was called the tank porn. Space punch. That's what it was. Tank space punch. That's what So girl, you ain't never had your hair makeup done like this.
You never had your face beat like this.
But yeah, ooh. Taking out that weed.
Yeah.
It came from an article, right?
No. It came from this black, it came from the article of black
men. Let it
man.
Play. Let them hear with it. Now start it over.
How long is this?
My favorite hairstyle on a black woman is the Poetic Justice braid. You feel me? I love Janet Jackson and that woman. My favorite hairstyle on a black woman is all of them. They can't do no wrong, for real. Favorite hairstyle on a black woman is a messy bun with edges shown. My favorite hairstyle on a black woman is natural. My favorite hairstyle on a black woman is locks. My hers on a black woman's lust. Right. My favorite hairstyle.
Basically, they asked these all these black men. It looks like they had a college or something. What their favorite hairstyle on a black woman is.
Yeah.
Most of them said natural.
Natural and locks, yep.
Natural and locks. Again, a lot of men probably don't even know what they're looking at.
That's true. As long as you look nice, girl, you look good. To stay on black women, well, not black women, but women in general, I think we spoke on this before, but when a man, you have to, when a man tells you he has something going on, better yet, when a man tells you he has a wife or a girlfriend, we're jumping over into this, just leave him alone, okay? Do not pursue him. Don't even try to be his friend, even though he has a great personality.
Can we talk about the situation?
Yeah.
Let's kick him off with the situation. Okay. Then you can go into your...
Situation is this. A young lady is dating a man. She kicks it with him, I think about 2 to 3 weeks or whatever. She likes him now. And he comes out and says, hey, sorry I didn't tell you, but I liked you, but I have a girlfriend, right? At that moment, the young lady says, okay. And then the guy says, I have a girlfriend, but we ain't like that no more. Like, she's my girlfriend. I don't even like her like that no more.
Stupid ass. That's my girlfriend. We ain't really like that no more.
Y'all girls get that. I know. Dudes like, she my girlfriend, but man, she ain't even my girlfriend like that.
That was this meme I read one time. It said, dudes be like, your girl be like, yeah, so what you doing? I don't know. I'm about to go to this little wedding real quick. And it be his wedding.
Hey, we ain't lie. He didn't lie.
It ain't no little wedding if it's yours. You act like you a visitor. You had to sign the guest list.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But that's basically what's happening with her. This guy said, that's my girl, but she ain't even my girl like that. You know, I ain't even feeling her like that no more. But I like you. So she decides to pursue the dude, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, whatever, it is what it is. I'm thinking, she's thinking, I'm going to snatch him up. I'm going to get him from his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So they go out, and they go out with his friends. And as they're out, the girlfriend shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's showing the girlfriend all the attention, not showing her any attention. One of the guy, his friend, comes over and talks to her, hollering at her, whatever. And she's just like, what's up, talking to him now. He leaves his girlfriend, comes over to her, like, what's up, you talking to my partner? And she's like, bro, like, you're not showing me any attention. I'm just conversating with him, but you over there with your girlfriend, right? They get into it, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to leave. And she parked so far down the street by herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, can you walk me to the car?
He asking him?
Yes. And he's like, no. She has to walk to the car by herself.
What kind of dysfunction?
I'm telling you.
What in the Tyler Perry show?
Yes, that's a Tyler Perry show. I want young ladies across the world to understand this. You have to respect yourself first, and then everything else will fall into play, because ain't no way in the hell. Ain't no way in the hell she should be in this situation at all. I mean, that's, I don't understand it. I don't understand where the thought process is coming from when a man says, I have a girlfriend, and you say, okay, I'm fine with that, and then you think that you're going to be treated as the girlfriend, or like, you all should even be going out in public together. Like,
right.
It should only be sex. That's what it is. That's what it is. When a man tells you that, he's telling you you're second in line, or third, fourth, whatever number you is, because You're probably not the only side chick.
You're definitely not first if you know about the other chick.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. So you're only there in the man's mind is for sex. Please don't entertain a dude when he tells you, I have a girl. And once he tells you he has a girl, after that, whatever excuse he tells you does not matter. Hey, I'm married, but we don't even sleep in the same bedroom. You married. Bye. Have a nice day. You can't change the dude.
This is a lot more common than what I like to think it is. But do you have a girlfriend or are you married? Yes. Ain't no but.
Yeah.
There ain't no but after that.
Mm-hmm.
That means you got somebody else you dealing with. Mm-hmm. Regardless of where they, what stage they are in that, let them get out of that stage before you get involved with them.
Yeah.
There is no but after that. When I was hollering at Angel, if that's the type of relationship, if you're looking for something to be more, you know what I'm saying? The first time I met Angel, she had a boyfriend. At the time, I didn't care. I would have definitely hollered at her if I thought she would be one.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have cared because I wouldn't have thought anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have cared either way. It was like, oh, yeah, I saw y'all over and hugged up. I wouldn't have gave a damn.
Yeah.
I'd have been hugged him on somebody until he walked out. Hey, you good? Will you going to holler at me tonight? Because that's going to be what it is. That's all it's going to ever be with a situation like that. If you try to get in serious with somebody, like you said, yeah. I don't understand what. So they go to this event and the girlfriend shows up. I don't understand how she could have the nerve to get mad. Women again. If you know about the other chick, you are the other chick.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
Yep. And believe.
If both of y'all know about each other, both of y'all the other chick.
Yeah. Trust and believe, the guy will never respect you after that, though.
Nah.
After you accept what he said and roll with the punches, the door of disrespect is off the hinges now. You ain't nothing to this guy now.
Nah.
I mean, knowingly doing
this. You have
a
flat tire on the side of the road, he's going to keep it pushing.
Yep. He can tell you anything now, and he's like, oh, she going to believe me. Or he going to hype you up like you mean something, she going to believe me. Because it's just,
don't be the rebound, unless you're just looking for sex.
I'm the guilty party on this, because your boy always used to do this. I never had a girlfriend to say, hey, I got a girlfriend. I just always used to say, you know, I ain't looking for no friends right now, but I love to kick it with you, blase, blase. Me saying loving to kick it with you, women would take it as he wants to date me and pursue me. No,
mine was, I'm just looking for a friend.
Yeah. we just kicking it. And y'all have heard this. Man, we were just kicking it. That's hookup. When white folks say, oh, we just hooking up, that means they having sex, right? Just hooking up.
Becca, did you hook up with Jeremiah?
Yes. And they say it so and it's like, yeah, we hooked up a couple of times. They been having sex.
Yeah, us, they didn't go to the movies a couple times.
Yeah. For us, hey, man, we just kicking it. That means, shit, we just, when we having sex, when we just, but women would take it as a whole nother thing. But if a man, and in that aspect, okay, if a guy say he wants to kick it with you and you don't understand it, that's understandable that you don't understand what he's saying. But if a man says, I have a woman, you're about to be my side. You have to fill in the blank on that one. You're my side chick now. Act accordingly, basically.
Yeah, then there's a lot
Stop
of women out there
that, in that situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of women that don't mind being in that position. They would rather be in that position because it usually comes with no drama if they can handle him not being her not being number one.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But if you are one of those people where you have to be number one, yeah, don't put yourself in that position.
Yeah. So if you're the side chick, in this case the young lady is.
I don't know a lot of dudes that don't mind being number two or three.
Yeah,
dudes would be like, they'll get in where they fit in.
What time you want me over there? All right, I'll be
all right. What's wrong with his car? All right, I look at his alternator when I get over there. They'll do whatever they can to get in there, dude.
Yeah. But as the woman, you should not be.
You imagine? You're like, hey, babe, what you doing? Oh, I'm just over here chilling. Hey, so I'm out with my boyfriend, and you know his car's making this, and we on the side of the road. He's out there on the hood, but he don't know how to fix it. What you think we should do?
Oh,
we goodness. Out here on where y'all at? Oh, we over here on 34. All right, I'm just gonna roll by and act like I don't know you. I'm gonna see if y'all need some help. That's how trifling dudes can be.
Put them on the phone. Hey, what's up, baby? Yeah. I've had that. Man, I was riding in the car with a girl. I just picked her up from her house. We're driving out the neighborhood. This guy is coming from the bus stop. He's on the side. We're driving by, and at this time, I had this 78 Buick coupe, deuce and a quarter, huge old school car on some rims. So when it's coming, you like
drug dealer car.
You looking at it. No, I worked at Home Depot.
I don't care what you was doing. Anyway, boy had an 80 Monte Carlo.
Okay, get off of the drugs.
He worked at PetSmart.
What is this? I'm about to sue you for detrimental character.
Defamation.
There we go. See? I told you.
Go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, so you was in the deuce of the quarter.
I'm used to, like, somebody stopping and looking at the car. I'm like, okay, this dude looking at the car, whatever. But this guy was like,
staring at the car drive by.
Stupid. Like,
all in the car.
All in the car. I'm like,
see, that'd be a problem for me
I asked her, I was like, you know him? And she was like, oh, that's my cousin. Yeah, I was like, really? She was like, yeah, and I need to let him in the house. And I got the keys.
Oh, no.
and I got the keys. And I'm like,
oh, your cousin.
Okay, cool. I was like, you want me to drive you back? She's like, no, just drop me off right here. I'm going to walk with him and take him back.
She got cut smoothed out.
I was like, all right, I let you. Drove on. All right.
Who you over in the car with, girl? Don't you ever?
He probably whooped the butt. I don't know. Couple of weeks later, because we only kicked it every now and then. I'm with her. He calls. His name was something. Was it?
Don't say his name.
Hey, this is so long ago.
All right, say his name.
Anyway.
Gerald. It sounded like a Gerald. He getting out the bus. Gerald. Who you over in the car with? Well, you couldn't take me.
Gerald called. She done told me that's her cousin. Gerald called. She done answered the phone. And he yelling, talking crazy. Okay, I'm coming home. I'm like,
he coming over here?
What's your cousin calling you acting crazy? And then she fessed up. That ain't my this that and other. I'm like, you could have told me that.
Yeah.
I'm not tripping off of Gerald. That's fine. I'll take it back to the house. Men do not care being the second. You get some of the crazy ones. But most of the time, a man would
play his role. I've been number two a few times.
I love being number two. All the time. I ain't got to go out to dinner. I ain't got to pay for Valentine's. And if I do pay for Valentine's, it can be something so simple. And it's more appreciated. Mm-hmm. As number two, they appreciate it way more.
Keychain.
Man. Put your cold name on it. Like. Yeah.
Hey, when I was in college, it was this girl, and we had one class together, right? Mm. And it was a project we had to work on. Anyway, she was cute and everything. You could tell she had money because she was already driving like the brand new Lexus that was out, like a LS. At the time, it was an LS, 350, I think? GS 350, brand new. Anyway, I get a random phone call one day. This dude, hey, may I speak to Marcus? I'm like, I don't know if he called me Tankerwood. I'm like, yes, him. He's like, hey, man, y'all was giving you a call. I wanted to ask you, I ain't going to say her real name. We'll say Sarah. I was going to ask you about Sarah.
Gerald. Go ahead.
Huh?
You call mine Gerald. I'm calling your.
No, her name.
Oh, okay. Jessica.
All right, Jessica. Asked you about Jessica. I was like, yeah, what about her? Yeah, I'm a cousin. And I just want to know. So how do you know her? I'm like, I got a class with her. Mm. He's like, oh, so y'all been talking? Like, no. I said, who is this? Mm. I'm like, no, man, we got a class together. We got a project we worked on together, but I don't know her outside of that. I mean, she was slightly trying to holler at me. I was kind of feeling her, but it was already two other chicks I was messing with. I was like, hey, that's my cap right there. I don't do no more than that. Anyway, I already knew what was up. It was her husband. And apparently that was her. That was Jessica's MO. She would just be out in these streets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like frequently.
Dang.
So this dude, I'm like, look, I ain't one of them. After that, I already knew what was up. I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Don't be calling me no more. I almost met her with her a couple times, but nah, it ain't happening. I can't mess with no wives. She said it was a boyfriend. It was, hey, oh, it's your boyfriend. All right. We good. Husband? Nah. I draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, I ain't trying to get shot up, man. But if a dude tell you his situation, take him. He told you.
Yeah, he told you.
Don't play yourself and then get mad that he's doing what the hell he want to do, because he done told you what it is. And now you're on the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to respect and all of that.
Yeah, when somebody shows you or tells you who they are, believe them.
Yeah. No matter how good he looks, no matter how good he makes you feel, no matter how lonely you are, do not feed into that.
Unless
please.
You don't mind being in that position, that number 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 position.
Yeah, because that's what you're going to be in. I'm still trying to look up this other guy that said he had them 7 babies and he wasn't taking care of none of them.
What about him?
I'm trying to look up to see if he got any other girl pregnant.
I ain't no telling. But let's go on and close this out.
I would love to have her on. I'm like, why do you want the 8th baby mama?
Come here, girl. Let me tell you something.
Tell me what you thinking.
Right here.
What are you thinking? What's on your mind? 8 baby mama. 8th wonder of the world.
Goose, go on, let them know where they can find
you. All right. Your boy, you can catch me at on IG, GOOLZBY, YouTube, Building with Goose, and buy my underrepped merch at reppedmerch.com.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus N on the gram, Facebook at Marcus N on the book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. Check that out, scented and unscented version. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube at on Tanksley TV, and you can also listen to it if you're watching across all streaming podcast platforms.
Yep.
Is that right? If you're listening over there, make sure you like and comment and share and whatever you need to do over there on the streaming side.
Thumbs up, click the like button, whatever.
Rate it.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, fam, holler back at y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Yep.